Trish.
Yeah.
Have you heard any other names for those? How about somebody who lives out in the country? And if he came to the city, he doesn't know anything about city ways. If he came to the city, he'd be conspicuous.
Yeah.
What would he become?
Just a plain old country person, I guess. I don't know.
How about hillbilly? You've heard of that, haven't you?
Yeah, but I didn't realize that country people that came to the city were kind of hillbillies.
Oh, maybe they're not. But some, I've heard city people refer to anybody from the country as a
hillbilly.
Regardless of whether they were from the hills or not.
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay. If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
just a moment.
All right. You know you're on the right road to a certain place, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might stop and ask somebody how...
how far is it?
Okay. If you want to know how many times something occurs, you ask how?
How often?
All right. You agree with a friend when he says, well, I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you say, well...
neither am I.
All right. What's this part of your body?
Your forehead.
Okay. And this is?
Hair.
And if you're a man, you could grow a...
whiskers. Or beard.
Okay. You have two...
ears.
This one is your...
left ear.
And this one is your...
right ear.
Okay. You talk with your...
mouth.
You have, if you're a man, you wear a tie around your...
neck.
And you might get a chicken bone stuck in your...
throat.
Okay. And this part, mine didn't stick out, but some people have it stick out. What's that called?
You go to sleep?
Yeah! Okay. Now, have you heard Adam's apple, too?
Yeah.
Same thing, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The bone that sticks out, is that what you're saying?
More
is that what you're trying to get the name?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, then I guess it would be Adam's apple.
But you've heard Goozle, too?
Yeah.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your...
teeth.
And just one is a...
tooth.
All right. And the flesh around the teeth?
Gum.
All right. And the inside of your hand?
Palm.
And you might say he got mad and doubled up both?
Fist.
All right. And he shook his...
fist.
Or what do you call a place where two bones come together and bends?
And joint?
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is his...
torso?
Well, this part.
Oh, chest.
Okay. And you might say he's got broad...
shoulders?
Mm-hmm. You have two...
hands.
And this...
the broad threw me. I was going to say broad hips, but...
oh.
That's me.
Okay, you have a left and a right
hand.
Okay. This is your
leg.
And this is your
foot.
And you have two
feet.
Okay. This part of your leg is your
shin.
Ever heard that called a shank?
No.
Not on a person?
No.
If you're in this position, you say you're squatting down on your
heels? Or
have
feet?
You, have you had haunches for the back part of your thighs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I doubt I would ever say haunches.
Okay. Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but you say he still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay. How do you describe a person who can lift heavy weights?
A weightlifter?
I mean, how do you describe him? You say he's very...
strong.
Good. Okay. How about if he's robust and healthy? Can you think of another word? It also implies being a little overweight, but still being strong.
Muscular?
Right. How about, I'm looking for the same word. Sometimes it's applied to butter when it gets bad. When it turns...
soft?
All right. How about stout? You ever heard somebody say the butter's gotten stout?
No. I was trying to get the connection between butter
and
somebody
strong.
That was stout or strong.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Okay. When you use the word common, if you use the word common to describe a person, what does that mean?